Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Writer's Block with Jim Cristina, Bobby Bell, and Richard Polinelli, only on LA Talk Radio.
Somewhere deep in the Sawtooth Mountains in my private little studio becomes LA Talk Radio's very own The Writer's Block. I am, of course, your host, Jim Cristina, and I am looking at my business partner, friend, and co-host, Mr. Richard Polinelli. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Mr. Jim. I'm doing fine. I'm hanging out in the shadows of the whatever mesa we want to call this here in the Grand Valley.
That looks like the Rockies to me.
Well, they're on the other side of the mesas, so yeah, we're close enough. I can throw a rock and hit them.
Well, that was the opening music, of course, is my friend Rick Gilman's song, Buffalo Grass. He was kind enough to give us the copyrights and that piece of music for our show. And Rick's I've known for like 40 years, so he's a great guy. And if you get a chance, pick him up on YouTube. He's got a big channel, and he's got a lot of music on there. The guy is a picker from hell, and he's just a great musician. We're going to get right to it tonight. Tonight is a Tuscany Bay Black Dog Publishing night. We have with us, of course, our in-house publicist and our good friend, Mr. Mickey Mickelson. Hello, Mickey.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me, and it's just a pleasure being here.
Oh, it's wonderful having you. I mean, you don't often come off your stool and come on the radio, so...
If you ask, I'll be there. That's how it works.
Well, that's how it worked this time for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
We normally will have a guest, but or actually an author, but tonight we decided that we'd get some word out about publishing in general, about Black Dog in Tuscany Bay. And I'm going to let Richard take off with the Tuscany Bay side. Okay. And we'll start from there. Richard?
Well, it's interesting how Tuscany Bay Books came about because you had started Black Dog Publishing back in 2009, and I had started Tuscany Bay Publishing back in 2007. The difference being with Tuscany Bay at that time, we were a print newspaper and two print magazines for several years. Didn't really jump into the books, ebooks area for about 6 years. And then got serious about it about 2017. And then you and I merged our two companies a few months later. So
right.
It's I was thinking as we were leading up to the show, it's been an incredible 14-year ride that I never saw coming. You know, if you'd asked me back when I started in 2007, would I be here in 2021 where I'm at? And I'm looking at the bookshelf with all the Tuscany Bay books on it over here. Mm-hmm. I would have said you were nuts, but it's the way it has evolved, and I like where we're going, and I like the fact that we're expanding and we're bringing in other authors, and that's been the biggest plus to me is we're meeting new authors, we're getting new authors published that might not have gotten published otherwise.
Right, and we are we actually have expanded out our abilities. We now can do ebooks, we do paperbacks, and we do hardbound,
and audiobooks.
So I mean, yep. we're pretty much a one stop shop. Being a boutique, which we consider ourselves a boutique publisher, between the difference between a boutique and a vanity press. Is that we're not going to send you a bill for $1,500, $2,000 to get your book started. We do have an opening amount that we need require the writers to kick in, and that's a mere $250, and that gets you a whole bunch of stuff that actually is listed on our website. But that just tells us that you're serious about doing what you're doing, and that you want to get your book done. And we work hard for our authors, we really do. And we edit, we format, we proofread, we design covers, we print covers, we print the books. We pretty much author could, you know, start with us, end with us, and have a stack of books. Much like Mickey, you had who was the first one we did from you?
Miranda O.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we've done now Mary Jackson and Thornton Klein. Well, he's not a customer of yours, but Thornton Klein. Mm-hmm. And we've Caroline Giamanco. We've done, Bruce Solheim. We're now working on three other writers, Bob Brill and Declan Finn, for the science fiction fans out there. I'm sure we're familiar with Declan Finn. A new writer from Detroit. His name is James Webb. He's a Western author. So, we are constantly getting submissions, and we like that. Now, we don't take everything we get, of course, because no publisher does. But we probably are a little more open than a lot. I want to really bring Mickey into this conversation, because Mickey has sent several authors our way. And what is your process, Mickey, when you decide to pick us as an author for a writer or for a publisher as a writer that you've got on your stable?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to say that, you know, I work with all the traditional publishers because I represent a number of authors in those stances. I have over 80 clients worldwide, both in a combination of indie and traditional. I also work with at least, at minimum, three publishers, Tuscany Bay being one of them. And what you guys are saying on here is exactly true. From a marketing standpoint, from a relationship standpoint, Tuscany Bay is just really, really positive at what they do and how they do it. And the product is professionally done. It looks good. It's very, very marketable. And when I have an author who's looking to get a book published, typically you guys are the first call that I make, even if it's outside the genre that you're noted for. Mm-hmm. Miranda is chick lit. And mm-hmm. I think that was the first time you ever published a chick lit book.
Absolutely.
And even with Mary Elizabeth Jackson, her books are children's. Right. And I think that was a first for you guys as well, because you're really focused on sci-fi and westerns, right?
Well, no, actually, mysteries. We'll pretty much do anything. We stay away from the fantasy.
Okay.
But sci-fi, western, mysteries. Biographies. We'll even do that.
We even have a couple of sports nonfiction under the belt.
Right.
There.
Yeah.
But I guess the point I was trying to make is you're very widely focused. You mm-hmm. won't say no if it makes sense from mm-hmm. a collaborative relationship standpoint.
Absolutely.
And the fact of the matter is you guys are telling, you just told the world that you charge $250 up front. Well, my fees alone for marketing, because you pay me as well, are part of that every single month.
Right.
So it's just... it's very, very professionally done overall. That's my
opinion. We try. We've gone away from the really long contracts. We've gone to a short contract now. It's working better. It's much more understandable, and it's pretty basic. So we our fee is $250 if you have one book. If you have two books, it's an extra $50. It's $50 for every book over the first book.
Yeah, you're doing all the work on it, right? You're doing the editing. Editing, formatting, book covers, marketing. Right. Well, you pay me to do that, but that's besides the point.
Right.
Yeah. But we have some social media stuff that we do in addition to what Mickey's doing too. Right. So you're getting, I think, in my totally unbiased opinion, you're getting quite a lot for your $250 that I don't want to say I dare you, but I challenge you to go out and find a better deal than that.
I don't think you can. When Richard and I first put this together, it was over nachos and and margaritas at a Mexican restaurant in Simi Valley, California. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed to work out really well for us. It just clicked. Whereas it was a little slow getting started, but now we're busy all the time. And, you know, Richard does primarily, if you're looking for book covers, Richard is the book cover guy. He's a wizard when it comes to doing book covers. I'm the one that formats and pretty much first edits, first reads, and then gets them back to Richard for the second read. And so we pass that back and forth. When you're hiring Tuscany Bay, you get two guys who are also writers. And I think that's very important to a writer to when they know that the people are looking at their books and working on their books are also writers.
Agreed.
Yes. And so I think it helps. It makes them feel better. However, you know, some writers want their stuff out like next week. Well, that's not going to happen.
No.
You know, right now, anything we're working on is probably not going to be done until after the first of the year. So, I mean, you know, it takes that long because once we get done on our first read, our first edit, our format, it goes back to the writer. And however long it takes him to go back and correct and do whatever it is that the suggestions that we have given him to take care of those issues and then get it back for a second read through and a second edit. So, I mean, it takes a while. And we're reading two and three books at a time, plus getting ready for this radio show every week, plus trying to write our own stuff. So we're busy guys.
Yeah. Plus dealing with your publicist on a daily basis, which is
plus we deal with our publicist on a daily basis. But we love our publicists. we actually approached Mickey earlier this year about coming on board as our publicist for the company, and he actually agreed, which was I loved it because it made things easier for us. Mm-hmm. This way, he gets new clients. Because if you're a new writer and you're coming on board with Tuscany Bay and you don't have a publicist, then you do when your book is almost finished. And we turn you over to Mickey. If you want a publicist at that point, he's your man. And Mickey does a great, 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 great job at Creative Edge Publicity. The guy he's a miracle worker.
Thanks.
Go on his website and look at some of the comments that people have made about. But well, we deleted the bad ones, Mick. So that's only the good ones.
Good to know.
Yeah, but you know, publicity goes hand in hand with publishing. And whereas, you know, if there's anybody out there that I'm going to give you the phone number here in just a minute. If there's anybody here out there that is interested in writing a book or has written a book and they've shoved it in the top drawer along with the six or seven other ones, time to pull that book out, go through it and send it to us and see if we're interested. A lot of books interest us, even though they're poorly written at start, because everybody writes a poorly written book at first. It's up to us to make that book good. And I think we do an extremely credible job. What do you say, Richard?
Oh, yeah. I, again, totally unbiased opinion going here. But, yeah, we want, especially with a first-time author, because I remember, you know, when I first started writing novels, I went the traditional route. And I remember how thrilled I was to get signed with an agent, get signed with a publisher, get that first book out. And we want to find first-time authors and give them that same feeling. So, right. So when you're coming to us, we understand where you're coming from and we understand where you want to get to. So we're going to do everything we can to get you there.
Right. However, one thing you have to remember as a first-time writer, if we send you back a manuscript and say it needs a lot of work, this is what it has to have done before we really get serious with it, then if you're serious, you'll do it. Because we don't give bad advice. We go through a manuscript item by item. We take out things like time's a wasting. Well, there's no such word as a wasting. So, you know, things like that. But right now, look, we got to take a real quick break. We'll be right back with you. This is LA Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Writer's Block. And we'll be right back right after this brief word from LA Talk Radio.
Hi. Jim Christina here for LA Talk Radio. You know, it seems everyone has a podcast these days, so how about you do this? How about you start your very own radio show that goes out live worldwide for nary a pittance? If you think you have an idea that would translate to a radio talk format, then stop waiting. Go to www.latalkradio.com. Click on the link that says Become a Host. Follow the easy instructions, and before you know it, you'll be the on-air live host of your very own talk show on LA Talk Radio. We have 50-minute slots available every day, including Sundays, so don't be shy. Join the many that have started their careers on the air. Join the hosts on LA Talk Radio at www.latalkradio.com.
And we are back. We're talking about Black Dog Publishing, Tuscany Bay Books. And we're on the air with our publicist and good friend, Mickey Mickelson from Creative Edge. And if you want to call and talk to myself or Richard or Mickey, the number here in the studio is 323-203-0815. And again, let me give you that number. It's 323-203-0815. You can call and you can talk directly to us. Of course, I don't know why you would want to, but hey, you know, everybody has a hobby. We were talking about getting books published and working on books. And one of the hardest things that Richard and I do is we go through each book line by line, and that takes time. And so if you're a new writer and you want to have your book done, expect it to take more than a week.
Yeah.
Bob Brill just gave us a manuscript that's almost 400 pages. And it's a wonderful story. It's about a murderer in Ventura, California. So it's a contemporary novel, and it's places that we all know. But he understands the publishing process. This is his first book that we've actually done totally for him. I actually formatted a book for him, one of his Westerns. I think it was A Lancer Hero of the West and the Las Vegas Affair. No, the New Orleans Affair, I think it was. So that went really well, and Bob was really appreciative of that. So first thing, he wanted to get this book out because he wrote it 9 years ago. But it holds up now. The book is really, really good. It's a little different than what people would expect from a mystery, but it's really good. And this I'm taking in line per line, because every line is just cohesive. It's just there, and you have to read it to get to the next line. It's one of those kind of books. Mickey, we have your writers on with us here at LA Talk Radio, one a month now, and in January we'll be having two a month. It's part of the deal that we made, and we enjoy your writers. We have a great time with them, I'm starting to see a little bit more advertising that they're saying, I'm going to be on LA Talk Radio, you know, give a listen, and we're putting it on their website or wherever. So that's coming together a little bit better than it was. So, I mean, we're appreciative of that. If you wouldn't mind, take a few minutes and kind of give them an idea of what you do as a publicist.
So my whole focus is building up the brands of my clients. Mm-hmm. And I mean, not just the books, but the author brands themselves, the names of the authors. So I set up interviews on podcasts, print related stuff, TV, radio, book reviews, all of that. But the main goal of what we're really trying to do, it's not a cookie cutter approach. It's more about what fits within the box of every individual author and what their goals and aspirations are. And then we try to make those things happen. There are some set relationships that I have leveraged, and I do leverage every single month, much like LA Talk Radio. We have over 30 of those kind of relationships overall. But everything is really, really reader focused. And every time I have an interview with an author, they're asking, so you're going to get my sales up. And that's not what publicity is about. I just want to reemphasize that on this call or this show. Publicity is all about brand awareness and getting the name out there. If that equals back to dollars and cents, that's great. But that's not what the main focus should be. And if there's publicists out there who are saying, I can increase your sales by so many dollars, to me, that's a red flag, because you can't ever guarantee that. So that's my process.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's That's one thing when with the new authors, because I see a lot of people on Twitter right now who are saying you have to go traditional in order to succeed because the traditional publisher can do this and do that. And I've heard stories from authors who are traditional who are saying, yeah, they don't do that, that they say they will, but they're not. But the key thing for authors, no matter where you're at, traditional, if you're with us, if you're with another independent publisher, the author has to understand that they're going to have to get out there and do like the appearances on the podcasts and the interviews. They've got to hit social media. They've got to do all these things in conjunction with what the publisher's doing, the publicist is doing, because the whole goal is to get your name out there so people see your name, they see your book. They're not going to jump out there and buy it right off the bat the first time. You got to keep getting your name out there and putting your name out there and putting the book out there. And by about the eighth or ninth time they see it, maybe that's when they pull the trigger and they start buying your book. Mm-hmm. So it's not a thing where you can say, okay, I did two interviews that my publicist set up and now I can sit back and let the checks roll in. That's not going to work. Doesn't work.
No. In fact, our main advice to all new writers is don't give up your day job.
Be ready to have to work. Getting the book written, oddly enough, is the easy part because everything that comes after it is hard. And it takes a lot of time and effort. So you got to be ready for that. And I think that's one thing that a lot of new authors don't understand when they come into this. And that's why we try to get them set up with a Mickey and do what we do.
Right. You know, and that's a very good point, Rich, because, like the one we worked on with James Webb, the one that I just sent back to him that with the corrections, I told him up front, you just gave me the easy part. You wrote the book. Now I'm going to edit the book and I'm going to work on it and I'm going to make corrections that you need to make so I don't have to charge you. And now your work starts. Now it's going to be hard. And he sent me an email back and he went, holy crap, you were lying. No, I know, because if you're going to write a book, do it right. But I'll tell you one way you can find out if your publicist is doing you a good job. Google your name. And if you Google your name and you come up at the top of the Google list with your books and author as written, your publicist is doing his job. And I Googled my name, Mickey, and I come up.
Well, of course you would come up. You should come up. I mean, I give money to Google every single month with the list I have, so they should be putting people at the top of the list. You know, that's how it works, right? You know that, right?
Of course.
Just kidding. No, I think that, I mean, you're asking me a question, and so I think I'll give a little bit of advice if I can. I think if you're a brand new author and you're really trying to get the word out about your books, or you're trying to forecast what to write so the public will like it. I've heard that conversation the last 2 weeks, actually, with three clients. And I've told those three clients, write what you want to write, because then you're confident with it. Don't try to second guess your market. The market will come to you if the book is what they're buying for.
Right.
But eventually, I mean, if you're confident with what you're writing and you're confident in how you're marketing and you're not second guessing yourself, you're halfway to success. That's my belief. So.
Oh, me too. And you know, if you're writing into a niche market, which there are a few out there, Westerns are one, sci-fi is another. If you're writing into a niche market, then you're not going to get recognition of, say, a Tosca Lee or a John Stanford or a Craig Johnson. You're just not. But you will get the recognition if the people are buying in your genre. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you don't have to pick your genre. Write in the genre you like and you feel comfortable with.
Exactly. And don't take advice from everybody and their dog as to what you should be doing, because it happens. Because everybody has a voice in this industry. Everybody says, you know, you should be putting out multiple covers and you should be writing romance instead of sci-fi or whatever. Right. And my advice to people is do what you want to do.
Right.
At least you're confident with that.
Right. Now, there is a trick with covers. Covers have to drag you into the book. Richard is a genius at putting together book covers that really, really work. But a book cover that really worked is this one. I don't know if you can see this. This is Jefferson's Chance.
Yeah.
It was a very plain book cover. Very plain. All it is an artificial leg and a Texas Ranger star and the name. That got the point across. Now you know it's a Texas Ranger with an artificial leg. Well, there you have it. So people dive into it. And the people that have read this book love this book. I had a reader said, I never, ever, ever have read a Western before, but I will read all of his books now.
Well, there
that
you go.
That made me feel good.
Yeah, of course it would.
The advice we could give you as a company, don't try to write a book that is in a genre that if you're writing in a genre, don't try to make it write the book as if it's in that genre. Make it a good story that happens to be sci-fi or happens to be a Western. Mm-hmm. First of all and foremost, it should be a good story. You should be able to take that story from the Old West and put it in today, and it should work. Changing a few things from horses to cars. We get that. But the story should be a workable story.
Yeah, never give up, right? Like, exactly. Don't get disillusioned. Don't quit.
And if you're gonna send us a manuscript, don't send it to everybody you know. Because everybody you know is gonna love it because you're their friend. And we're gonna give it back to you and we're gonna say this is shit.
Well, maybe not quite that bad.
Not quite that bad, but this is not where it needs to be. The story itself is strong, but it really needs a lot of work. Because we are your publishers. We are not your friends.
We're not going to beat you up. I mean, come on.
But we're going to tell you the truth, and we're going to work with you to get it to where it needs to be, to get behind the cover, to get on the shelf.
And the other thing about having a whole lot of people read your book, they'll come in and they'll tell you, you know, you should write this, or you should change that, or you should have added this, or you shouldn't have added that. And my response to that is, okay, if I wrote it the way you wanted me to write it, it wouldn't be my story anymore.
Exactly.
And that's the thing you've got to remember. You've got to remember you're writing your story. Write your story the way you want to. Our job as publishers is to polish it up so that your story is told the way you want it in the best possible way it can be told.
Exactly.
Now, if there's something blatantly not going to work, if you've got, say, a 64 Mustang driving down the road in 1920 New York City, we're going to tell you, you know, that's not going to work unless this is a time travel story. So, those changes you've got to make. But, you know, when you're talking about changing your plot, because somebody came along and said, you know, you should write it this way. You know, if you don't agree with that, don't make that change.
Right.
And I have people now, I've written, 13 books? Mm-hmm. I forgot. I've lost track.
Me too.
And I have people who send me a review and they'll go, this was a great story. If only the author had written it this way instead. And I'm like, well, if I had written it this way instead, it wouldn't have been my story. You go write that way if you want. But, you know, this is my story this way. So that's a thing that authors got to remember is stay true to the story that you've got in your head. Unless somebody brings up something and you go, hey, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. They're right. Then you make the change.
Which brings up another point, but we're getting close to the next break. So we're going to go ahead and take that break right now. And we'll be right back. This is LA Talk Radio. You're listening to The Writer's Block, and we will return with Mickey Mickelson right after the short, brief word from Black Dog Publishing and Tuscany Bay Books.
Congratulations, you finally finished that book. Now what are you going to do with it? Well, as a new writer, you probably do what all new writers do, stick it in the drawer with the other six or seven. Well, why not this time do something a little different? Why not get a hold of Black Dog Publishing and our fine imprint of Tuscany Bay Books. See, we can get that book out of the drawer. We can proofread it. We can edit it. We can format it. We can publish it. We can print it. We can copyright it, and we can get it on the shelf so your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, hell, even a person you don't know or two or three might want to buy a copy. It's all what it's about. And all of this for less than the cost of your firstborn. So why not give us a shot? BlackDogPublishing.co, TuscanyBayBooks.com, your answer to getting your book published, and right now we're probably the best at what we do in this industry. Black Dog Publishing, Tuscany Bay Books.
And we are back. It is now 6:30 p.m. on Pacific time, and we are in the studio with Mr. Mickey Mickelson from Creative Edge, and of course Richard Polinelli and myself from Tuscany Bay Books. And if you want to call and talk to us, the number here in the studio is 323-203-0815. And again, that is 323-203-0815. One thing that Richard and I know from writing 13 books, 15 books, is dialogue. And if you're a new writer, one thing we will catch and we will tell you about is if you don't match your dialogue to your character. Yeah. It's essential. If you're writing about an Englishman, your Englishman is from England, not from New Orleans. he will not use terms such as y'all. Or it ain't. Now, reckon is a term that everybody uses, but you have to watch how you use your language and your dialogue. And I will go a step beyond that, and I will say, if you don't stop after a page or half a page of dialogue and read it out loud, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You need to do that, because you will catch your own mistakes. You will catch what is wrong with the dialogue and possibly fix it right there. And one thing that Richard and I had to tell a guy who was reading our book that we wrote together, Last Lonely Trail, do not do it in an accent.
Yeah.
If you write the dialogue correctly, the accent is written into the dialogue. All you have to do is read it, and it will be there. A good example is, I don't know. Give me a good example, Rich.
I can give you a good example of what not to write unless you want to see Jim's eyes twitch. If you say he stepped off his horse and skinned his smoke wagon, Jim will come through the phone.
I will get you. I will get you. And if you use the term horse for a horse, I will get you.
Yeah. It's just with I think with J.B. Armstrong is an example, because the other character in that book kind of started off in Ohio, and you know, so he didn't have the Southern accent, but JB was right. From Texas.
Right.
And the on the auditions we did for the audiobook, it was hilarious. Everybody wanted to hit the hard, you know, y'all come down here now and get off that horse.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
And we're like, no. You know, you just I wish I still had, when I was living in Texas, I picked up a little bit of a drawl, but you know, you just, like Jim says, the language that was used at the time will naturally bring that Texas drawl out without it being a caricature, and that's what we're worried about. We don't want to see that, and right. you don't want that coming across on the page. And you could do that if you go overboard.
Right, right. And as we go through your books, as a company, we will find those errors and we will let you know about them. Another good example is if your character is from overseas, say Ireland. Don't try to write with an Irish accent. It doesn't work. Phonetically spell out the words. That works much better. And that way, when they're read with the accent.
Yeah.
So Mickey's looking at me like, wait a minute, what?
No, I get it, guys. Yeah. It makes complete
sense. Because if you're trying to put an accent into dialogue, you'll never make it.
Yeah.
So just write it as a character would speak it. And when you speak it back to yourself, read it out loud and find your errors and fix them. They're going to be there. We still find them. I mean, even my stuff that I write, I find them all the time. So I have to go back and fix them as well. Okay, that's enough on dialogue.
No.
Yeah, I mean, if we could jump back, I think we have time. Yeah, we're good. I kind of on the publicity side, the marketing side of this,
right?
Even if you have a publicist like Mickey, there, like I said earlier, the author is going to have to get out there and get some of this done, especially on social media. Now, you know, I think we're finding that Facebook and Twitter is kind of a waste of time now, as far as trying to promote your book, because everybody's doing it. You go into a readers group of, say, 12,000 people, and I will guarantee you that 11,992 of them are authors trying to get their book out there, and the other right. 8 people are just like, I can't take anymore. I don't want to see anymore. So this is kind of for you, Mickey. What would you recommend for an author to do, you know, on social media? What can they do to get their name out there and get their book out there?
I think it's important I'm glad you asked me the question, because I have a couple of stances on this. The first stance, and I'm saying this because I'm biased, because it's my profession, but if you have a publicist and you're paying that publicist, my advice is actually work with the publicist. Let the publicist know what you're doing.
Okay.
Leverage the publicist with every aspect of the marketing, whether even if you want to do and try to seek opportunities yourselves as an author, I think that's fine as long as you're communicating with your publicist is what you're doing. I mean, there's a reason why you're paying that individual to help you, because they're supposed to be the professional. And they're supposed to be the ones that know. So mm-hmm. why wouldn't you leverage that individual to help you through that journey all the way through? That's the first standpoint I want to make. The second standpoint around social media, I think it's important to get traction, whatever levels you're using. You're definitely correct, Richard. Facebook is dying slowly. So is Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok is the new big thing in the industry right now. And the only true way to really leverage that is to do it and build a platform and make videos and get out there. And the more that people see you on that industry and that aspect, the more you're going to see results. You're going to start to see people reaching out for reviews, which is the big thing. Mm-hmm. And understand how TikTok works. I mean, that's a big thing. That's the new big thing. So
mm-hmm.
The last thing I want to say is, I know there's a lot of people out there who will pay for Facebook ads and Amazon ads and not understand why those things didn't work. There's a lot of key paid promotional sites that will guarantee book sales and leverage a proper platform for you if you as an author want to do that. So that's another aspect.
Yeah.
You know, on our website, TuscanyBayBooks.com, we have a page that's specifically for new authors and authors that work with us, and it's called Shameless Self-Promotion. It's a 3-page document that you can go on and you can check off things that you want to do to self-promote your stuff. Yeah. Richard did this, and it's a great document. Actually, I have a copy right over here on my stack. And
I think I need to update it. There's more stuff. There's new stuff.
It's been around
coming out
for about 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah, but I think so.
It's still a valid document. But if you're not, as an author, especially us as publishers, we tell you up front, if you're not willing to go out and shamelessly self-promote your product, then don't give it to us to publish. Because you're the one that's going to have to do the work after the book is on the shelf to get it sold. We don't do that for you. We'll do all the work to get it done. But once the book is done, that's going to be up to you to get it to book fairs and book signings. And book signings are easy. All you have to do is walk into a place and say, hey, can I do a book signing at your store? And a lot of them have sign-up sheets. And you just, you know, pick a date, go in and you set up your sign, your books. And Richard and I have done it.
Well, I think, Mickey, don't you – now, I may be – if I'm wrong here, I will retract the question. But don't you have – you reach out to Barnes & Noble for your clients?
I do. Okay. right now, and I'm not going to, I'll deflect this a little bit, Jim, because right now with the way COVID is, book signings are not as easy as they used to be in terms
of. No, they're not.
I mean, there's still a pattern of change that you have to go through, especially with a big firm like, or a big store like Barnes & Noble or Chapters in Canada. There's a corporate head office you have to go through to get those signings now, just based on the COVID restrictions and all of that. But there's, I mean, book signings is only one area of what you can do. And I mean, the fallacy, and I think you talked about it earlier, Richard, or one of you did, the fallacy about being traditionally published and the belief that they're going to help you, they might a little bit, mm-hmm. but their in-house publicists are spread very, very thin because they have so many clients that they're working with.
Right.
And after about 3 months, they're going to stop promoting your book and go on to the next individual's book. Oh, so
not even 3 months.
Well, it's usually 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
But how are you going to get opportunities after that's done? Because I mean, that's a reason why people like Tosca Lee sign with me, because she's a New York Times bestseller and she's traditionally published. And the reason she hired me is because she wasn't getting the traction she needed, because after 3 months, it's pretty much done. So,
yeah. Well, not Jim, you and I were at an event, and I'm not going to name names or publishers, so I'll make this quick. But we had next to us an author who I think is fairly successful, had a new book coming out. And I'm looking at his table, and he's got banners, and he's got these pull-up things, and he's got promotional items and giveaway items. I mean, he's just decked out. And I know who his publisher is, and I walked over there, and I'm like, man, they went all out for you. He goes, no, they didn't. Everything here I bought and paid for out of my own pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this was a publishing imprint that is connected to one of the big five. And this guy was selling books, and this is how they're treating him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they're going to do with the first timer? So the ones who aren't bringing in the big dollars, they're going to focus their attention on the authors who can bring in the big money.
Right.
They do. That's what happens.
Absolutely. Let's take our last break, guys. And
sure.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio. This, of course, is the Writer's Block. And we'll be right back right after this brief word from Creative Edge Publicity. At Creative Edge, we are a team and a community, says Mickey Mickelson, owner of Creative Edge Publicity. The entire organization believes strongly in collaboration, from the authors to myself and down to key partnerships we've developed. Mickey is passionate about working in conjunction with his clients and finding more innovative and creative ways to ensure that each represented client has a promotional and marketing success, be it podcasts, TV, or live radio interviews. Creative Edge Publicity is your edge in getting your work known. Go to www.creativeedgepublicity.com or write to Mickey@creativeedgepublicity.com. It's your future and your work. Don't trust it to an amateur. Creative Edge, your key to success.
And we are back in our last 5 minutes. We're going to probably hold the contest to see who can be quiet the longest, and it's not going to be me. No.
Well, I got one last point I want to make about marketing. Is I've gotten into an authors group. There's about 90 of us. We're not on Facebook or anything, but it's a group of us have gotten together, and every week we promote a book from one of the 90. And we hit our social media. We do our, you know, most of us have a mailing list. I have a mailing list. We hit our blog. I've got a blog. It goes up there. If you go on there every Friday, you'll find out what book is next. And we have found that that's working. It helps spread the word to people who are reading these areas, and they want to know about new books. So this is something I think is new. Is, you know, the authors combining their marketing power together and helping each other out. And it also kind of helps bring sales to you, because people are going to go, yeah, I heard about this book from this guy and it's really good, so I'm going to go see what he does or she does. So there's all these different ways that you can go out and get the marketing done. But again, it requires you get up from the couch and get to work and find them and do the work. It took us a good year to get this thing set up to where it works. So every week, whatever book is featured does really well.
That's awesome.
I agree.
That's awesome.
And Mickey, yeah. You're absolutely right. The days of the easy book signings are pretty much done for a while. We used to go to the Cowboy Festival in Newhall every year, and that's pretty much finished too. And we used to have like great Western authors there. I mean, really good ones. And they have no place to go now.
Yeah.
And well, so, I mean, they're struggling too. Fortunately, myself, I found that belonging to Western Writers of Association of America has helped become a regular member, not an associate. If you're into the Western genre, look into that. If you're a science fiction genre, you have an association for science fiction writers. Every genre has an association you can look into joining. And they have meetings once a year, and they, if you're really interested in it, it's a good way to get your word out and to meet new people. So that being said, we have a guest from Mickey going to be with us next week. And she's a sweetheart. Jennifer Lieberman will be with us. And I'm just all a Twitter getting into this book because it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun read, and we don't often get fun reads. So most of the time they're like death and dying and crashed airplanes and people getting murdered. And this is like some woman having an inordinate amount of sex. So it should be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tuscany Bay and Black Dog, we're here for the authors. And again, if you're a new writer and you're looking for some place to put your book, contact us. Chances are we'll look at it. We'll always look at them. There's some genres that we don't really want to work with, and those we'll send to another publishing company.
Mm-hmm.
We
have some connections with other publishers that if we think you're a better fit for them, we'll send you along.
Right. And we have sent some along. And so, we're here for the writer. If you can't, I just hesitate to say, if you can't afford $250, and we'll work with you.
Yeah.
But it's nothing is free anymore. And, we've made that mistake, and we're not going to make that one again. But we do have a book that just came out, Cheers from Heaven, from Mary Elizabeth Jackson and Thornton Klein. Made a pretty big splash. It seems to be gaining a lot of traction. So hopefully that book does well.
It's only 99 cents right now. So
right now on next week.
Yeah, a couple more days.
Yeah, and so 99 cents, and then $12.95 and $16.95 for the hardbound. The Pollutious books are doing pretty well. And I think after the first of the year, they're going to have a try. Pollutious put together all three books with the three video, three audio books with it, in a disc, a CD. And there will be a numbered amount, 100 books will be sold strictly from the author. You won't be able to get them anywhere else. Those will be available sometime after the first of the year. I'm not sure when. But other than that, we're just busy guys, and we appreciate our publicist, and we appreciate him at the drop of a hat saying, yes, I'll do this for you tonight.
You didn't give me much of a choice, guys. I mean, I wanted to be here, so.
Well, we love you, Mickey, and, it's one thing to have authors on here. It's another thing to be able to talk about your own company and how we do things. And I hope this some word has gotten out, and maybe some understanding, a little more understanding of what we do as a company for you as a writer. And we hope that doesn't scare you. But writing a book is not easy. Well, writing the book is easy. Working on the book is not easy.
Yeah. Getting it out there is the hard part.
Getting it out there is the hard part, and it's gonna be frustrating. But the best thing we can tell you is don't stop writing. Mm-hmm. Don't mm-hmm. stop writing. Keep writing. If the first one you don't like, write another one. And eventually you're going to go back and fix the first one. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully, but not always. Okay. Richard, you got any parting words?
No, other than just, you know, to tell people who are just getting into this, you're going to hear the word no a lot. You may hear it from us. Be ready for it. This is a thing you're going to get into that you got to have a thick skin.
Right.
And my first rejection letter basically accused me of committing a crime against the English language and a suggestion that I stay in the food service industry. That was 40 years ago. I used that as motivation to get where I got to. So do the same. Do not let any one person ever talk you into stop writing. If this is what you want to do, do it. We need more voices out there. We don't need fewer.
Right.
And that's my advice right there.
If you go to Tuscany Bay's website, which is www.tuscanybaybooks.com, you'll see all the books listed that we have done recently. There will be a store set up as soon as we can get the server done. you'll be able to purchase books right off of our website. You can purchase them from the author. You can purchase them from Amazon. You can purchase them any place online. And we really appreciate your business. We appreciate your time. And for Mickey, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was just a hoot having you.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Just, I was honored to be here, and I just really appreciate both of you on a constant basis. So,
well, thank you so much. And for myself and for Richard, for, of course, the bookie who makes all of this possible, without whom we could not have a show, Sam Hassan, the owner of LA Talk Radio, and our absent co-host, triple host, Bobby Jean Bell, who is on the road to somewhere tonight. We are out of here.
You're listening to Writer's Block with Jim Christina, Bobby Bell, and Richard Polinelli, only on LA Talk Radio.